This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hate to say this, but I'm so glad I don't have daughters. I couldn't imagine the pressure that people are getting now to find a job, to make income. And when they see classmates in school or they see these influencers make thousands upon thousands of dollars a month on OnlyFans, I don't know how much self-control or how much impulse control many people will have. And apparently this OnlyFans, which I think a lot of us older folk are a little shocked by, but apparently OnlyFans kind of caves in to the porn ban and decides to bring back porn. And it's because many people are living, that's their income. They are living off the income of their adult content that they're posting. You know, these websites, you know, like eBay and Facebook, these sites have made so much money because they've come up with something that you would think wouldn't be a need or, you know, wouldn't be something that would take, and all of a sudden people find it the coolest thing. And so OnlyFans, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, OnlyFans provides people a means to post their content. Now, it doesn't have to be dirty. I mean, it could be, you know, clean. I could be reading The Great Gatsby, I guess, for people. It's just nobody would subscribe and nobody would pay. I think some people pay up to like $100 a minute, I guess, to see people's content. So I haven't even thought of putting any content up there because I know what people want, and I can't do that. In fact, even if I did want to do that, I'd probably have to give the money back. They'd be like, oh, gosh, no, I don't want to see the boobies. Go, put it back. So apparently, OnlyFans allows people to make money. Just like you can make money on eBay, you can make money on Amazon. OnlyFans allows you to post content, and you get to keep 80% of your income. 20% goes to them for the, you know, the administration of the site and the, you know, and that, which, by the way, isn't a bad cut considering most of us have overhead. I don't know what a pimp would cost, but my guess is OnlyFans is allowing sex workers a way to sell themselves without actually risking the assault, risking the STDs, risking the, you know, the power of the pimp. And so I guess it's supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread to some people. I'm just blown away by some of the money that these people are making. Well, apparently, this online subscription service now is allowing sexually explicit content. Non-sexual nudity, you know, has always been permitted. But apparently, the London-based company had issues from their banks. Apparently, Chief Executive Tim Stokely had blamed the original ban on porn because Metro Bank, JPMorgan Chase, Bank of New York Mellon wouldn't allow them to, I guess, do their commerce if there was nude content. Some people think maybe this was a publicity stunt, so everybody now hears about OnlyFans, and now they're like, oh, wow, we could see porn, whatever. But I guess the platform is used predominantly by sex workers. Now, if you never thought you were a sex worker, you were like, well, that's just for, you know, someone who's a prostitute. No, if you're, you know, college student, you're like, you know what, I could make money showing my boobies, then that actually doesn't make you a sex worker. A sex worker is somebody that works and makes money based on something sexual. So I would never, you know, qualify for that, because even if I was talking about some sort of sexual content, I don't really make it sound very sexy. I'm not very sexy, so I would not qualify even if I wanted to. So creators of content get 80% commission on their earnings. The remaining 20% goes to the company, covering referral payments, payment processing, hosting support, and all other services. So celebrities, musicians, comedians are on OnlyFans, but I guess that's not where the big drive is. So OnlyFans also now need to consider support for cryptocurrency. I don't really know how that would work, but content creators could charge up to $50 for exclusive content, even accept $100 in individual tips. I mean, wow, they're making money. Okay, I can just imagine. They're making a heck of a lot more money than doctors are. That's for sure. In fact, there's college students that will do this on the side. They could upload something and be making money. It's crazy. And it's funny. When I went to college, I live in Las Vegas. So I went to college in Las Vegas for undergrad, and people were waiting tables. People were valeting. They were making big bucks valeting. Like, some of them were making 80 grand a year. Some of my college classmates are making 80 grand a year valeting on the side. Meanwhile, I'm making $4 an hour working at Jack in the Box. And I'm like, gosh, you know? And then some of the people I was working with in the sciences, they were stripping. And they were making even more money stripping. And I'm like, no, I'll stick to Jack in the Box, because I don't think I can make money stripping. And I, you know, didn't want to do that anyway. But, you know, nowadays, if college students are like, look, you know, you're already posting on Instagram and Facebook pictures of yourself, you might as well be making money. Now, I don't know how easy it is to make money. I don't know how, I mean, you know, you can't just go on there and all of a sudden you get to be, you know, the most popular thing out there. But I worry, and we've spoken about this, where there's just a big trend to be naked online. I mean, being naked was, you know, scary. I'm going to be private. I'm going to, you know, now it's everybody wants people to see them naked. And they get that because as older women are like, gosh, you know, I wish I let people see my body when I had it, because now I don't have one. So they're like, well, I'm young. I have a body, so I'm going to show it. I just don't think it's safe. I don't like the idea. I don't like where this is going. But there's this big drive for people to be naked and do stuff online. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's a producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when it comes to diabetes, many of us doctors are a lot more lax and a lot more liberal when it comes to screening you. And so if I have a child patient that's overweight, if I have somebody with risk factors, I'm going to be running their blood sugar. I'm not going to wait for an age. I'm going to do routine blood work. And when I do routine blood work, I'm going to, you know, make sure that their blood sugar is in the normal range. If you're fasting, we want you below 100, not too far below 100, between maybe 70 to 100. And if you're non-fasting, we definitely don't want to see your sugar above 200, because that could signify that you're diabetic. Many people between the 100 to 126 range fasting could be pre-diabetic. If you're over 126, we call it you're a diabetic. And it's interesting because when I was in school and training, you had to be under 140 to be considered diabetic, or over 140. So we've definitely lowered the threshold in terms of when we're going to call it. If your blood sugar is high, you know, it's like how I learned in medical school, you're either pregnant or you're not. You're either diabetic or you're not. In fact, this one doctor that trained us didn't even like the term pre-diabetic. I do. I like the term pre-diabetic, and I'll talk to you guys about that. Because I think there is a window of you being able to reverse it. But for the most part, if you're a diabetic, you're a diabetic, and you don't metabolize your sugar well. Either from genetics, either from your weight, either from your pancreas not producing enough insulin. So diabetes is so scary. About a third of Americans are at least pre-diabetic. Diabetes can cause so many medical issues, blindness, neuropathy, kidney disease, heart disease, stroke, dementia, that we really want to curb it. And although the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends screening at the age of 45, if you are obese or overweight, or if you have risk factors, they want you screened earlier. So the big headline today was screening for diabetes for people who are overweight needs to be done way earlier, and they're recommending now in your 30s, when you're 35. So this is some updated guidance that has been published in the JAMA Network, and I'm going to write it. And the reason why is they're seeing more abnormal glucose metabolism in younger adults. As more and more people are becoming obese, we're watching more TV, we're on the computer more, we're not outside, we're not doing the type of sports and, you know, running to school and biking to school. We take school buses. We just, you know, are in the habit of being less active. We're avoiding the sun because we're so scared of skin cancer that, you know, that's affecting, I think, our metabolism and our bones. And then what we eat. I mean, you know, we eat breakfast cereal for breakfast. We're not supposed to be eating breakfast cereal. We're supposed to be waking up to the cock-a-doodle-doo sound of the rooster. We're supposed to be eating an egg, you know, or, you know, maybe having some whole grain toast, you know, with some, I don't know, cheese, something, you know, less sugary. And we don't do that. So we have sugar in the morning, we have sugar at lunch, we have sugar at night. And so our habits are different than they used to be. And so we have a more obese and we have a more, sadly, unhealthy youth. And when I see 40-year-olds become full-blown diabetics, when we used to not see that until they turned 60 or 70, it shows that we have a major, major crisis. Our approach to eating also was different. You know, we used to eat and nibble when we were hungry. You know, now we have this breakfast, we have this lunch, and we have this dinner. And a lot of people will skip a meal. Now, I think that also puts you at risk for diabetes. Your body is designed to metabolize food every few hours. Just like babies, they want to eat every couple hours. You don't go, okay, now wait a second, you need to wait another 2-3 hours. Mind you, some people do well with intermittent fasting, but for the most part, animals are designed to nibble, to graze. You can't be grazing all day and a lot, but we were hunters and gatherers. So we would be gathering a nut. When we wanted a nut, we'd eat a nut. If there was a zebra that went by and we killed the zebra and we got to feast, we might have meat that night. But for the most part, we would drink when we were thirsty and we would eat when we were hungry, which is another problem I have with the way we're doing our eating, where we're only eating at certain times a day. Then I get that, because otherwise some of us will overeat. We sadly do the same thing with our water. We're supposed to be drinking water. We're supposed to be drinking water throughout the day. You have to keep your fluid intake, and we don't do that. We're like, no, when I have a meal, I'll have my water. So, you see, it just doesn't work that way. Our body needs to have, you know, more consistency, more predictability, and it can't just have these big boluses of food. So when it comes to diabetes, we want you getting a blood test fasting earlier. You could do a non-fasting, but if that sugar is near 200, that's a problem. That's a big problem. So what is diabetes? Well, diabetes is your inability to metabolize your sugar. And I've spoken about diabetes. How I look at diabetes is, I was taught this by a nurse at Desert Springs Hospital when I was in medical school. She said, look at your body like an office. You got a waiting room in your medical office, you got hallways, and then you got the patient rooms. The waiting room is your mouth, the hallways are your bloodstream, and then the rooms are the cells of your body. Sugar comes into your mouth, It gets absorbed into the bloodstream in the hallway, and that sugar has got to get into the cells. How does it get into the rooms or get into the cells from that hallway? It needs a key, and that key is insulin. Insulin's a hormone that helps get sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. In young kids that don't have insulin, they're type 1 diabetics, they get very skinny. Their cells aren't fed. You need sugar. Sugar is needed to do a lot of bodily functions. So these kids get very, very skinny. They could eventually die. So we have to give them insulin so that they have that hormone. But in type 2 diabetes, and there's multiple types of diabetes now we've learned, but if I just simplify this, in type 2 diabetes, or they used to call it adult onset, although we could see this in kids, you might have the insulin because you obviously live that long. And you might have the ability for some sugar to go into the cells, but there might be something pushing against that door. Insulin resistance, obesity, fat kind of prevents your insulin from working well. Maybe you had a virus that attacked the pancreas, like COVID or another virus, and that could have put you at risk for diabetes. So we need to make sure that not only you have keys to get the sugar into the cell, but you also have less sugar coming into the waiting room or into your mouth. That's why we restrict your sugar. Would rather you have foods with lower glycemic indexes. So as opposed to eating a grape or a cantaloupe, have maybe a boysenberry or a blueberry, raspberry. They're less sugary. They're more tart. Rather than having white bread, have a whole grain, fibrous-y bread. See? So we're trying to limit the sugar coming in, and we want to improve our insulin. We can improve our insulin not only by losing weight, but by exercising. When you exercise, it kind of lubricates the key. And then there's multiple medications out there that can help along various paths of the diabetes. Why is diabetes so bad? Well, nature doesn't like to be sugary. Nature likes to be osmotically neutral. So if something is salty or sugary, the body's going to want to draw on water. Well, that's why you get thirsty. It's trying to dilute the sugar. Well, the little baby blood vessels in your eye, the little baby blood vessels in your kidneys, it can only take on so much fluid before the suckers pop. So diabetes, sadly, because of the high sugar content, could ruin your blood vessels, whether it's the eyes, whether it's the kidneys, whether it's the nerves. And then on top of that, your kidneys are trying to work overtime. Your kidneys are like, I got to get this extra sugar out. This sugar could be damaging. It's sticky. It could clog up the arteries. So sadly, when your kidneys are trying to overwork, that puts them under strain. Not to mention sugar doesn't do that well for the blood flow to the kidneys. So sadly, a lot of people can undergo dialysis. Sugar is so sticky that it causes major clogs and major plaquing. So a diabetic with high cholesterol is way behind the eight ball more than somebody with just high cholesterol. In fact, I would tell my patients that if you have diabetes, take your cholesterol number and triple it. That's how high risk you are for heart disease. Now, many people who have diabetes years before will start to see they don't metabolize their cholesterol well. So I would add onto this recommendation from the USPSTF, if you're going to check the sugar, check the cholesterol. Because I usually see high cholesterol precede diabetes for about 10 years. Now, many people will blame the diabetes on the statin medications. Well, they put me on statin medications for cholesterol. That made me diabetic. Could, but before we had statin medications, people were turning diabetic. So, you know, diabetes, obviously, we need to control our sugar. We need to screen for it. We need to exercise. And, you know, if we can't change our parents, if we have genetics, we're going to have to be a lot more aggressive when it comes to our sugar management and screening. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is ramping up evacuations of American citizens and vulnerable Afghans from Afghanistan. This comes as the White House says it is still on track to meet President Biden's August 31st deadline to pull the remaining American forces from the country following the Taliban's lightning speed takeover. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Wednesday tells reporters that the U.S. is in communication with the Taliban on evacuating priority groups.
Not saying it's been perfect, but by and large, the people that we have made clear to the Taliban that we want to have access through the checkpoints have been able to get through.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is cheering Democrats in the House for passing a procedural vote on Tuesday, establishing rules for the final vote on President Biden's $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. This is USA Radio News. Delta Airlines is stepping up its efforts to get employees vaccinated against COVID-19, introducing measures including weekly testing requirements and a monthly health insurance surcharge for employees who don't take the annual vaccine of $200. A Democrat and Republican lawmaker make a trip that has many people on both sides of the aisle scratching their head.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember I told you guys there was a study, and nobody likes these studies, where if you eat a hot dog, you could lose 30 minutes of your life. Yet if you eat some peanut butter and jelly, it might give you an extra few minutes of life. I don't know. I really don't like those studies. Well, got some bad news on certain processed meats. Apparently, salmonella outbreaks have been linked to meats like prosciutto and salami and have been reported across 17 states, making dozens sick, hospitalizing at least 12 people. According to the CDC, officials were investigating two multi-state salmonella outbreaks to determine specific brands behind illnesses. As of August 24th, the health agency reported 36 illnesses stemming from either Salmonella typhimurium or Salmonella infantis. with at least a dozen hospitalized and no deaths reported. The CDC said the figures are likely an undercount because many recover without treatment and go without testing. So for those of you guys that like those boards, they're called chicanery boards. What are those boards that you get in Italian restaurants where they just have a bunch of little edibles of meats and cheeses and things like that? Yeah. Well, the thing is I don't know much about serving those boards, but a lot of times the meats are cold. They're like cold cuts. Well, the CDC wants us to reheat all Italian-style meats to 165 degrees Fahrenheit or until steaming hot before eating if you are at higher risk for severe salmonella illness. Meaning if you're over 65 years old, you have a weakened immune system, or kids under 5. They say epidemiological data show that the likely sources of both outbreaks are Italian-style meats. I am really surprised that they're saying Italian-style meats because we're, you know, prosciutto, salami, we call these cold cuts. And we're not, you know, we've been working so hard to avoid the stigmatism of a country or an ethnicity. And so, I mean, but to me, when I hear Italian-style meats, I'm like, yum. The same cases with available data, results indicated most people consumed Italian-style meats, including salami, prosciutto, coppa, soppressata, and it could be found in antipasto or charcuterie. Assortments. Charcuterie? I don't know. So available data suggests a greater number of illnesses were reported in California, Arizona, Illinois. Those states like Washington, Texas, Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio, and others reported illnesses as well. See, I don't buy a lot of these charcuterie sort of foods because they're more expensive. You know, when I try to buy Hebrew National salami, it's expensive. And I can't buy a whole bunch of different meats. So, you know, if I have a party, I'll do maybe cheese and crackers. It's a heck of a lot cheaper than the prosciutto or the soppressata. It's cheaper. The CDC advised populations at high risk like children under 5, older adults, those with weak immune systems for severe salmonella illness to heat Italian-style meats to 165 degrees Fahrenheit or steaming hot. Salmonella infections usually result in stomach cramps, fever, diarrhea. Symptoms could last about 4 to 7 days. Most people recover without treatment. Sometimes severe illness require hospitalization because the infection can spread from the intestines to the bloodstream and then elsewhere in the body. Now, I do want to tell you guys that there is some construction being done outside of the studio, not in my building, but out on the street. If you live in Las Vegas, you know that there's a cycle of construction that seems to happen every few years. So we're getting a lot of jackhammering, so I apologize. That's, you know, not, you know, my heart beating extra fast or anything like that. So, for those of you that really, really like your Italian meats, I get it. I like meat. I think meat's yummy, but yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the number of people with high blood pressure has also doubled globally. You know, we talked about how with diabetes we're going to start screening earlier. I am blown away by how many young men have high blood pressure. Because they'll call in on my telemedicine, not my particular telemedicine platform, but a company I work for, and I'll go, what medicines are you taking? They're like 25 years old, and they're already on a blood pressure medication. So a giant global study is finding that the number of people over 30 with high blood pressure has doubled over the past 30 years. More than half of them aren't even being treated for it. Now, treating high blood pressure is cheap and easy. You could also eat a healthier diet. You could cut your caffeine, cut your salt. You could exercise. But many people don't want to take a high blood pressure medication. There's a study published in the Lancet Medical Journal. They say many people are not even getting this basic level of care in rich and poor countries alike. 8.5 million deaths every year, according to the World Health Organization, is linked to high blood pressure. High blood pressure could cause stroke, heart failure of other organs like kidneys. So basically, they used data from 1990 to 2019 on people aged 30 to 79 years from population representative studies with measurement of high blood pressure and data on blood pressure treatment. This is according to CNN Health. And the study was led by Majid Azadi. And they said, we defined hypertension as having systolic blood pressure of 140 or greater, and diastolic, which is the filling blood pressure, the pumping is the systolic, the filling is the diastolic, of 90 or greater. So their cutoff was 140 over 90, even though our cutoff now is 130 over 80. And the researchers looked at data covering 184 countries, and they said the number of people with high blood pressure doubled from 1990, where there was 648 million, to, by 2019, 1.3 billion. Now, I get, in the 90s, I really wasn't big on going to the doctor. You know, now we do have a lot of means where people could check their blood pressure at home. They could check their blood pressure at a grocery store. But, you know, it's very interesting that many high-income countries like Canada, Switzerland, U.S., U.K., Spain, many of them are not getting their blood pressure checked. Many people don't do that. And if they do do that, they're not taking the medication. Well, blood pressure, high blood pressure, is called the silent killer. It's called the silent killer because you don't always feel it. Some people swear they feel it. They say, you know what? I could get a headache. I get blurred vision. I could feel my blood pressure. I believe you. But for the most part, some people have absolutely no idea that their blood pressure is high. Hence, that's not going to remind them to get treated. Now, when your blood sugar is high or your blood sugar is low, you feel it, but not necessarily with your cholesterol or with high blood pressure, which is why those are so undertreated. And if you have high blood pressure, it pops blood vessels. It forces a lot of organs. The pressure from the blood affects multiple organs. We call it end organ damage, meaning the organs at the end of the stream, and it's dangerous. So I'm, you know, not a fan of people not getting tested and not being treated. But COVID sadly put a real big monkey wrench into that, because in order for you to get your blood pressure medication, somebody does need to watch you. They need to check your blood pressure. They need to make sure it's working, make sure you're not having side effects to it. So a lot of people might start the blood pressure medication, but if they don't go back to their regular doctor, then they try to get medications online, or they'll try to just call it in, you know, and the doctor's like, no, no, we need to see you. This isn't something we could do over the phone. And then sadly, people don't get treated. The other problem is some people who are getting treatment over the phone through telemedicine, they could be undertreated because the blood pressure medicine might not be working. Their blood pressure could be through the roof. And they think they're taking a medication, and they're fine, and they're not. So we do have a under-treatment issue when it comes to high blood pressure. I really think we should reevaluate, and there is going to be a major push in medicine for more people to do things at home, because people aren't going to the doctor anymore. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we just keep seeing stupid after stupid after stupid happen, and I just don't understand why this country still can't be America. And if we act like this over COVID, I mean, what the hell is going to happen when we have another flu season? Or if, God forbid, Ebola comes our way? So I don't know if you guys heard the latest, but apparently a public school in Washington State decided to mandate that their athletes wear ankle monitors. Now, not because they're serving a crime, but because they want to protect them against COVID. I just don't get this. So Eatonville High School bought these monitors made by a company called Triax for coaches and students in high contact and moderate contact sports. Students who play volleyball, basketball, football, and soccer are required by the school to wear the device. The trace tag has visual and audible sensors that alert students when they are too close to each other, while also collecting contact trace data later, used to identify which students have had contact with other players who have tested positive for COVID-19. That means it could be used to alert a student if they've been in close contact with someone who has a virus. According to the manufacturer's website, the device can be attached to a hat, to a helmet, or be worn on the body. If you go to Eatonville Public School, whether you're vaccinated or not, and you're in a sport, you are required to wear the device. Only unvaccinated students are required to quarantine for 14 days if they turn a positive. The device is meant to collect contact trace data in case of a COVID-19 infection and was likened to the ankle monitors used by individuals under house arrest. Well, obviously, parents are ticked. Parents are ticked. So there's been some huge backlash. And one had said, look, ankle monitors are for criminals, not children. And so I understand there are some people out there going, yay, you know, for public health, this is wonderful. Yes. I look at this as a complete privacy cluster. I also look at it as an accuracy cluster because, you know, there are people who are COVID-19 positive that are asymptomatic. There are people with COVID that are testing negative. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people say, you know, I tested negative twice until it finally turned out positive. So somebody who's negative, to me, doesn't mean they're in the clear. Not to mention there's COVID all around us. So if somebody isn't tested, then how do we know if it's valid? And even if a school tests everybody, these tests aren't always 100%. And again, this is just COVID. It's just COVID. COVID's scary. But I'm meaning, all of this for one virus. We have millions of pathogens. As a parent, I wouldn't want my student to get MRSA. I wouldn't want my student to get pneumonia. I wouldn't want my student to get the flu. I don't want my student to get the crabs. I don't want my student to get herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea. So if you're going to do this for COVID, does, you know, demand might dictate, you know what? I don't want my child getting an STD. Why don't we have the monitors do that? Where does it stop? There's supposed to be patient privacy. Somebody having COVID, let's say, and mind you, everybody has been completely ignoring privacy, ignoring HIPAA, ignoring privacy, because with public health, it's an excuse to trample along to everybody. Government looks at it as a way, an excuse to trample upon anybody's rights. So let's say we come to find out that somebody who had COVID slowly has, this is just random, okay? Let's say some study comes out saying they measure penis length and they found many men's penises to shrink after COVID infection or long sequelae of COVID. Or they found fertility issues, which we have actually found some fertility issues, testicular pain, etc. Well, what if somebody doesn't want people knowing that? What if they don't want anybody knowing that they might have a change in their penis length or a change in their fertility? I mean, you know, there's people out there going, look, you know, I need a baby and I need a baby in the next 6 months. And with all this monitoring and, you know, yeah, they had COVID. I mean, you know, guys out there, they want a date. And they might maybe on Tinder announce that they've been vaccinated, but do they really want people knowing that they actually had COVID? You know, people don't want other people knowing if they have HIV, if they have hepatitis, if they have herpes. People want to keep their medical conditions private. If they have anxiety, if they have depression. Well, you could say, you know what, Dahlia, but COVID-19 is a public health crisis. People with COVID-19 could hurt other people. Well, somebody with mental health issues could hurt other people. Somebody who is addicted to alcohol that drives, or addicted to prescription medication that drives, could hurt other people. Somebody who smokes could hurt other people. Somebody who has diabetes can get a stroke while driving and hurt other people. Where does the line end? I mean, you know, this virus is out there. And to make kids wear ankle monitors and to ding each other, so you're like, oh, you know what, I can't touch you, I can't go near you. I mean, mono spreads, rhinovirus spreads, adenovirus spreads, enteroviruses spread. I mean, I'll every now and then take a cruise. And on cruises, we want to make sure we don't get diarrhea. Nobody does. Because norovirus many times can turn that ship into the SS Stinky, where everybody starts to vomit and get diarrhea, and it's really, really bad. Do I want some sort of red flag on me or scarlet letter telling everybody that I got the runs? Where's our privacy? Now, you know, some people say, well, Dahlia, don't you want to know if somebody next to you at the buffet line on a cruise ship has diarrhea? No. Because I assume that anybody can make me sick. So I'm not going to lick their fork. I'm not going to kiss them on the mouth. I'm going to keep a safe distance. If I see them reach for the rolls, a roll falls, them touch it and put the roll back, I'm not going to grab that roll. And I'll probably tell the guy that roll fell out. You might want to get rid of that one. I mean, we do deserve some privacy. So I get that the school wants to look like they're being active, and I know people are trying to be good intent. There's good intentions, and I'm not trying to rip on the school, but it does show an uneducated grasp of what a virus is. And the weight we're putting on this COVID, these COVID tests. When I have a family that calls in, four of them sick, two of them tested negative for COVID, two tested positive, and they all have the same symptoms. I mean, maybe those two negatives, you know, have a different virus causing their symptoms, but I just can't always trust the test. So if you tell me you're COVID negative, I mean, I can't believe that, because maybe you didn't really do the swap right. If you tell me you're COVID positive, I still don't know what to do with that, because I think somebody who says, oh yeah, I'm COVID negative, I have to assume they're COVID positive too. Just like when you sleep with somebody without a condom and they say, I have no STDs. Do you believe them? I don't know. I get rid of the bracelets. I think it's stupid. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.